This is one of the kitchens of ESOB, one of the main cookery schools in Barcelona. As you can hear, there is a lot going on. Young people in chef's uniforms chopping vegetables, emptying garbage cans and tasting sauces. Marina, one of the students, told us why she was here.
When I was a child, I really liked to cook.
Mike, a student from Ecuador, thinks there is another good reason to enroll in this school.
Barcelona is a great city, it's the cook capital.
Schools like ESOB are increasingly popular these days. The Spanish region of Catalonia, and especially the city of Barcelona, are today the breeding ground of tomorrow's greatest chefs. Iñaki Gorostiaga is the head of this school.
We have around 500 students in all the lines that we have. We have professional people and we have at the same time professional programs.
In Espai Sucre, a pastry school at the heart of Barcelona's historic center, a Mexican student tries to convince his Peruvian classmate of the best way to assemble the dessert they've just designed. Jordi Butrón, the director of Espai Sucre, says his school attracts people from all over the world. So it seems clear that Barcelona has become a sort of mecca for people longing to become Michelin-starred chefs. That's certainly true in the case of Joana from Portugal. Why are you here?
Here, it's the only place in the world where you can learn this.
Hug Pla is the head chef of Caicu, a restaurant in the tourist district of Barceloneta. He assures me it is all due to the influence of one of Catalonia's most beloved sons, the world best chef Ferran Adrià.
Really, Ferran, it's the master, no? Thanks to him, everybody's coming here and everybody's bringing new ideas from all over the world, you know? So maybe a good moment to study here, I think.
Although the time may be right and the place perfect, Spain's ongoing economic crisis might prove problematic to these young men and women who dream of following in Ferran Adrià's footsteps. Because of the current recession and the recent ban on smoking in public places, Spain's restaurant industry lost almost 40,000 jobs over the past year. This, Mike tells me, means his dream of opening a world-class restaurant is beginning to look almost impossible.
It's different to begin a restaurant with little money because there are a lot of costs and machines and tools that you need to be a good restaurant.
Nevertheless, the recent unrest in the Arab world has resulted in a noticeable boost to tourism in Spain, as much as 3% according to tourism authorities. Restaurants here in Barcelona are as busy as they've ever been. This has encouraged those in the restaurant industry to be optimistic once more about the future. And according to Iñaki Gorostiaga, director of the ESOB Cookery School, becoming a chef, especially in Barcelona, remains one of the best decisions a young person could make.
Actually, it's one of the best offers that they can choose, because at the end we have more jobs offers than students.
Lo mejor es hacerlo con el batidor, eh?